Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated in loving memory of Mr. Chaim Muscat by his daughter, Mrs. Barbara Monash.
We're learning Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Zayin. The sugya here starts actually on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara brings two incidents. The first one was a Huyanuka, the Tana Vereskom Veshishini. Rashi says he was 6 years old. Very interesting. Bo'amine, they asked him a shaila. I says the big Eli, Ma'ul lidrichem ayvik achavim begas. Are you allowed to press together with the gayim in the gas? Which is the chayy of the Mishnah that says that it's aser. So amalu darchem ayvik achavim begas. You are allowed to press with the gayim in the gas. And where says v'akam menasach? Ayit yayin nesach. And by pressing it, you're having enough in the yayin nesach because you're working with the Yayin Nesach, you're getting paid for working with Yayin Nesach. So Mara says, Menasach biyadeh. He's Menasach with his hands. So Mara says, the Tziyan el yadeh. The Yanuka only was mapped if you tied the guy's hands. You make sure that the guy does not touch the wine with his hands. So therefore it won't be Nesach. And that's what Tais explains, that the Mishnah was talking about when you didn't tie the hands, and the Yanuka was giving you a hat to when you did tie the hands. So Mara says, Kashavak Menasach b'regel. But what about he's touching with his feet? That's how he's pressing it. So the Gemara says, Nisach the regel lo shmei Nisach. When you do Nisach with the feet, touching with the feet, that's not called Nisach. That's the first story of the Gemara. Then the Gemara is on with the second story. Now, who of the Da'av ben Arda, the Darshi Yisrov and Vechavim, Lahu Chamra, that a guy and a Yid were both pressing the wine. So the Rishonim explain, Taisus already, that the difference between this case and the early case with the Yanuka was talking about the guy owned the wine. And the question was, is the Yisrael allowed to be a worker in the guy's wine press? That he could press the wine, if the guy is also pressing the wine, is that a problem of Nisach? And that's what the Yanuka said to Heter, that if we could tie the guy's hands and make sure the guy does not touch the wine, so then that would allow the Yid to also press with, because the wine would not be called Yayin Nesach, Kozman, the guy did not touch it with his hands. Touching with the feet is not considered Nisach. In the second story, we're talking about the Yid owned the wine, and the Yid hired a Goyish worker to press the wine together with the Yiddish worker. And the question is now, what's it done with the wine? So Vishayi l'Shmuel klasa rigli, and Shmuel waited 3 regal until he gave a clear psak about the wine. He didn't know. He wanted to do. They had in the regalim, they had the drashas, the Talmid Chacham gathered, and he wanted to see if anyone has a clear psak about the wine. So Shaila, what was the Shaila? When it's night time, what was the shayla? Ilay mishunda tukasava. Dimishkach natana da asa krab nasa nishrini afilu ba'anon. Is it because he was claring that maybe someone will pass him like Rabbi Nasan and he would ask it even ba'anon the tanya? Because the Braisa says, mother doi bein b'yad bein b'regel, yimachet. If you measure the wine, either with the hand or the foot, so then you could sell it. It's not asa b'anon. Rabbi Nasan ayman b'yad asa b'regel mutter. And Rabbi Nasan says, that if you're measuring the wine with your hand, it's aser, only with the foot, it's mutter. So Mar says, no, em adam Rav Nassan b'yad. Rav Nassan only said measuring with the hand is aser. B'regel mi'amah, but the foot, he didn't say it's aser, and the foot, he said it was mutter. El di mishkach natana d'shari kerv shimin, ishray afil b'shtiyah. If he's going to find someone that's going to say it's mutter like Rabbi Shimon, so then it'll be matter with drink, even to drink it. Because the issue here is only anah, not shtiyah. So, the Rishonim discussed, there's actually two shailas that are going on in this sugya. In the first incident, the question was, if a guy touches wine with his foot, would that answer it? Is Nesach only when he touches with his hand, or even touches his foot? And the Yanuka said that touching with the foot is mutter. And in the second Gemara, the Gemara there was discussing a different thing. The Gemara was discussing madadu. Madadu was a question of measuring the wine. In other words, the question is, if a guy touches the wine, but he's not touching, he's touching it in order to do malacha with it. He's being torahed with the malacha. Rashi says, because he's like neskavin l'nasech. He's busy with the malacha, so he's not called neskavin l'nasech. Is that mutter or not? So the Ran says, he has a shaila, and the question of the Yanuka, said, nisach derega lo shmei nisach. Is it the pshat that it's betzirif the fact that he's doing malacha? Here, he's not actually just touching its tamazai. He's doing malacha. So, lemasu Rabbi Nasan says, mother de biyad is aser, the regal is mutter. So, mother is doing malacha. The chachamim mat doing malacha even biyad. And Rabbi Nosson says, no, you're only matter doing malacha when it's beregel. So Ibazai, if a guy would touch wine without doing malacha with his foot, it would be asr. It would be asr bahana. Now here we're talking about he's doing dricha, he's doing malacha. So doing malacha, we have the Tanakam of Rabbi Nosson, that's matter even beyat. We have Rabbi Nosson's only matter by feet. And we have the Yanuku, which said by Dricha that if he didn't touch it with his hand, and he only touched it with his feet, and he was doing Malacha, that's the Heter. But the Heter is when you have both factors. A, you're doing Malacha. B, you didn't touch it with your hand. And the Tanakhamer of Abnasin holds it Stam. As long as you're doing Malacha, even with you touch it with your hand, it's Mutter. And Abnasin says, no. Dafka when you touch it with your feet, but you need with the malacha. That's one side the Ran has. But the Ran says he holds that really it's a different shot. Like we said, the first case is talking about the guy owned the wine. The second case is talking about the yid owned the wine. Zak the Ran, there's a difference. Malacha is only a heter when the yid owned the wine. When the yid owns the wine and the guy is doing malacha for the yid, so then he's not being menasach. He's doing malacha for the yid, that's not called kavanas nisach. When the guy owns the wine, there's no such heter. So, when the Gemara says the Yanuka said that nisach dereg aloishme nisach, that has nothing to do with malacha. Stam. Anytime you didn't touch it with your hand, the guy touched it with his foot, that can't make nisach, period. And that's one heter. And that's what the Yanuka said. Nisach dereg aloishme nisach, period. Without malacha. The second case is talking about the wine belonging to a yid. They have a heter of malacha. Tanakama holds is a heter of malacha. Rabbi Nosson holds is no heter of malacha. But Rabbi Nosson holds that the regular is mutter not because of malacha. Stam, regular is always mutter. So the two separate issues. There's an issue of nisach the regal shmei nisach. That's the first case. And that is without any din of malacha. And that the Inuka tells you, stam, nisach the regal shmei nisach. And then there's an issue of when you do malacha, is that considered nisach? And the Ran holds it's only negay when the wine belongs to the Yisrael. When the wine belongs to a guy, there's no heter of malacha. But when the wine belongs to Yisrael, then there's a heter of malacha. And then that's a machlekes tanakam and Reb Nosson. And then the Gemara seemed to say that we hold like the tanakam, that it's mutter, right? Because his whole shaila was, not if we pass him like Reb Nosson, because that was anyway beregel. His shaila was if we could matter like Reb Shimon, even Mishtia. So on that, the Gemara was not matir like Reb Shimon. We don't pass it like Reb Shimon. It's not mutter b'shtia. And nisach b'regel also is not mutter b'shtia. But legabe hana, A, nisach b'regel is never a nisach even without malacha. B, when you're doing malacha, it's not a nisach even b'yat. So this is the Shita de Saran. That we pass like both these uvdis, and they're telling you two different attayers. The first of this telling you a heter is nothing to do with malacha because in a gayish wine there's no heter of malacha. And the first of this telling you a heter of nisach beregel, that regel can't make nisach period. And the second of this discussing a different thing, that the wine belongs to Yisrael. And the question is there a heter because of the malacha? And now we have the rabbanan that mother day bein beyan bein beregel is yimacher, there's a heter of anah, there's no heter of shtia, but there's a heter of anah. And that's a sheet that's around. The Rashba also holds the same thing. The Rashba holds that we have these two heter. We have a heter of regel, which is not nisach, period. We have a heter of malacha, which applies even to yad. The only difference between the Rashba and the Ran that I see is that the Rashba l'maisa holds that you need tzairan l'yadeh even in the second case. The Beis Yosef talks about the Rosh is not mashma way. The Rosh doesn't bring tzairan l'yadeh. And the Ran also, I think, is not mashma that way. Because since we're dealing with the wine belongs to Yisrael, and he's doing a malacha for Yisrael, you don't need tzirayin eliyadeh. We pass, and even by Yad, it's mutter. But the Rashba makes it not the way, because the Rashba holds that the actual negiyah, which is the malacha, that's mutter. Mashiach, if we're not tzirayin eliyadeh, we're afraid he might, while he's doing malacha with his feet, he might touch it with his hand, and then you wouldn't have a heter of malacha. So I think it's a machlekes Rashba and Ran in this prat, when he's doing malacha with his feet, and he happens to touch it with his hand, according to the Ran, since he's doing malacha, he's Isaac in malacha, that's called, he's not neskavel and asach, that'll be mutter. But the Rashba is even in the second case, you need tzairan liyadeh, if he were to touch it with his hand, it would be asr. But both of them hold these two things. The Nisach Derega was never a Nisach, and the Isaac and Malach is a Heter, even when it's Biyad, that's a din of Mother Day Biyad, that's a din that being Isaac and Malach is a Heter, period. On the opposite end of the spectrum is the Rif. The Ran points out, the Rif leaves out both these two Mises. The Rif does not quote either of these two stories. Zok the Ran and the Rishonim, and they learn up in the Rif, why did he leave out these two stories? Because he doesn't pass like either of them. First of all, he doesn't pass an Nisach, but Regel is not a Nisach. He passkins Regel is also called a Nisach. And second of all, he doesn't passkin this any Heter of Malacha. Even if you're doing Malacha, it's also called a Nisach. Where'd the Rif get not to passkin like these two of this in the Gemara? So the Rishonim say, there's a Gemara on Daf Nun Ches that brings a story about Agardamus. He was a guy, and his job was to check the wine, to make sure the wine was a good quality. He was an inspector. He was a government inspector for the wine. So he took a straw and put it into the barrel and sucked some of the wine and tasted it with his mouth, and some of the wine came back out of his mouth and into the barrel. So, Zagan the Rishonim, here we see that you don't have either Heter. You don't have the Heter of Malacha. He's doing a Malacha, he's tasting wine. So, you don't have the Heter of Malacha. And also, you see, you don't need a hand. He didn't touch, his hand didn't touch the wine at all. The wine went from the straw into his mouth. So only his mouth touched the wine. So you see that you don't have either a teirim. Even if it's not a hand, it's a mouth. And even if he's doing malach, it's all aser. So Mela, we don't pass like either of these two stories. We don't pass like Nisach Beregel Avi Nisach. We don't pass like the story of Mother Day Bein Biyad Bein Beregel Yimacher. There is a Mishnah later, which discusses many different cases where it's Mutter Bahanah. And one of them is Mother Day Bekane, that he measured it with a stick. So the Rishonim say, and the Rif brings this Mishnah, and the Rishonim say, Vaishtes, a stick is different. Adrabah. The Mishnah is Mashmana, even though he's doing Malach, he's doing Medida, it's Tafka with a stick. He put a stick in it and doing Medida, so that was in the Gial Edav from Acher, and it's Bekavanis Malacha, that's Mutter. But Nigi in the wine itself, Bekavanis Malacha, and even Nigi in Beregel, that's all Aser. So here we have the other end of the spectrum. You know, as we have the Ran and the Rashba, but it holds that both things are mutter. Regel is always mutter, period. That's the pshat in the Yanuka. Nisach the regel, loishmei nisach, no matter what. Even if he's not doing malacha. And we also have another din. Mother day, bein b'yai, bein b'regel, yimacher. There's a heter anah. Anytime he's being Isaac and malacha. But that, like the Ran says, only applies if the wine belongs to the Yid, and the guy is doing malacha for the Yid and the Yid's wine. And there we have a machlekes, a zaydig a machlekes, the Rashba and the Ran, and the Rashba says, Dafke, if you tied his hands and you know he didn't touch it, because even if he's doing malacha, if he touched it, he asks it, Mashenga the Ran is mashma, as long as he's doing malacha, even if he touches it, that's mother day, bein biyad, bein beregel. It doesn't matter that the main malacha he's doing with the regel, lamais he's doing malacha, he's not going to be menasech. So they hold of both of these two Aterim. And the Rif, Halacha L'Mais, holds of neither of these two Aterim. He holds that Beregel is Aser. He never brings any Heter of Regel. He holds that even Malacha is Aser. He never brings any Heter of Malacha. Where did he get it from? The Rishonim say, because of the Gemara in Daf Nun Ches with Agridimus, that since the Gemara there says he asks Banah by tasting the wine in his mouth, so that shows you don't need Yad, and that shows you even Isaac Malach is Aser. And what do you do with Mada de Bekana? Dafka Kana. That's the sheet, the Serif on the other side. Now the Rosh is in the middle. The Rosh, by the Mishnah of Mada de Bekana, Simen Yud Ches, he says a Heter of Malacha even when you're not Mada de Bekana. Who would think he says Mada de Biyad? And he brings that Gemara. It's a Meferish of Breiser right here, Daphne Zion. Mother day, bein biyad, bein beregel, yimacher, and that's how we pass it. And he says, kevin shetarit bedricha shari ba'anon, and like the Beis Yosef points out, it's mashma from the Rosh, even without serayin aliyadeh, the fact that he is being Isaac in Malacha, that alone is a heter. But then he says, avol noga beragle bekavonis maga asa ba'anon. So he's not passing like Yanuka. The Yanuka says that nisach neregel oishmei nisach. So the Beis Yosef says that probably the Rosh got this from Agridimus, that you see that with the mouth, it is called the Nisach. Now, I forgot to mention, what did the Rishonim do with the Rif's Raya from Agridimus? The Ran and the Raj would bring the Rif, and they say this Raya from Agridimus, that he tasted the wine with his mouth. So you see two things. You see that you don't need Yad, and you see even Malach is not. So the Rishonim say that neither of them is a Raya. As far as the Nisach, the Regal, is concerned, the mouth is like a hand. A regal is a bezayin, the Rashba says. You're not menasach to yavei desire with your foot. Doesn't work that way. Nisach the regal, lo yishmei nisach. Even if you want to do it, doesn't work. There's no such thing as nisach with your foot. You're menasach with your hands, but with the mouth. A mouth is a chashiv way to menasach. The mouth is like a hand. And about the shaila you see from Agridimus, that even though he's doing malacha, it still answers. The Rishonim say is very different. If you're doing malacha to prepare the wine, you're measuring the wine, you're being derech the wine, you're pouring the wine from one chavis to another, you're doing malacha letzerech the wine. That's called malacha. But here, you're inspecting the wine. And actually, the wine that you're tasting, you're going to drink. That's not called malacha. You're not helping the Yisrael out. You're inspecting his wine, and you're actually drinking it. You're sampling it. That doesn't have a din malach. That's how the Rishonim answer the Taina from Agridimus. So the Beis Yosef learns in the Rosh that the Rosh held a part of the answer. The Rosh held of the answer that he's not called malacha. Agridimus is not called malacha. He's sampling it, he's tasting it, that's not malacha. But the Rosh held there was a deichik to make a chilik between the mouth and the foot. Either you need the hand, or you don't need the hand. If you don't need the hand, the mouth is good, the foot's also good. So the Rosh is raiyish from Agridimus. L'chaim, you could also say another pshat in the Rosh, that the Rosh held that nisach du regel, lo yishmei nisach, like the first pshat in the Ran, that nisach du regel that the Yanuka said was else because it's malacha. The Rosh held that that was the shmuz. If it's not malacha, then it's pashat, it's aser. But if it's malacha, so the Yanuka said, like Reb Nosson, that nisach du regel, lo yishmei nisach. And really, we even all like the Tanakam of Reb Nosson, that even Yan, when you have Kavana for Malacha, Al Kapanim, when the wine belongs to Yisrael, it's also Mutter. But the Yanuka was saying, Nisach the Regal, but only Betzir of Malacha. But Lechari, anyway, you're going to have to say in the Rush, that Al Kapanim, when the wine belongs to a guy, Al Kapanim, if he touches it, will be Asr. Maybe that's not called Malacha if he touches it, but then you're going to have to say, Saran Eliyadeh. But whatever the case may be, in the Rosh, you see, he's in the middle. As far as Nisach the Regal, Leishmei Nisach the Rosh, is not Paskin that way. The Rosh Paskins that Regal is exactly the same as Yad. What does he do with the Uvda, the Yanuka? Either you could say like the Beis Yosef, that's Nidcha because of the Uvda of Agridimus, or you could say the Yanuka was only not to be Betzirif, that it's a Malacha like Reb Nosson. But Al Kapanim, that's what the Rosh holds. He does not hold of the Heter of Regal. But the other way, by malacha, the Rishonim on the Daik that the Rif leaves out the Inyan of malacha, so if I says he doesn't pass him malacha, the Rosh does. The Rosh passes like this, Brisa, Mother de Bein Biad Bein Beregel. The Rosh says specifically on that Mishnah that Mother de Bekana is Lavdaf Kekana, who would in Yad, the Rosh passes like malacha. So far, three Shittas, we have the Rif that holds neither of the Heter of Regel nor of the Heter of malacha. And Mother Day Bekana is Mutter, but everything else is Aser. We don't pass like this Brisa, we pass like the Brisa of Agridimus. That both with the mouth and Malacha, that both Aser. We have the Das of the Ran and the Rajba the other way. That Regal is always Mutter, and Malacha is always Mutter, and Agridimus is because it wasn't considered Malacha there, and mouth has a din of Yad. And we have the Rosh that holds Malacha is always Mutter, but Regal does not have a het. If it's not Malacha, Regal is the same as Yat. Now, Shittas Rambam is not so clear. The Rambam, in Perik Yad Aleph, Halacha Yad Aleph, first of all, he says like this. He says, Ein darchem emanachri begashem yigad biyadev yinasach afilu hoyakafas. So the Rambam seems to agree that Dricha beRegal is not considered Nisuch. But the Rambam disagrees with the Yanuka. The Yanuka allowed them to be derech as long as it's Tzeran Eliyadeh. And the Rambam says, no, even if it's Tzeran Eliyadeh, we're afraid he might touch it. The Kesef Mishnah says, because the Pashtus of the Mishnah Achrayin is not like the Yanuka. Maybe that's how he learned the Gemara means. It was just the Yanuka that said that way. But the Mishnah Achrayin asserted being derech with the Nachri Degas, even if his hands are tied, because he might touch it with his hands. And the Beisheir, and the Rambam goes further, that if he does touch it, if he is derech the wine and doesn't touch it, and they're watching that he doesn't touch it, it's asur b'shti, it's mutar b'ano. So the Rambam seems to paskin here, and that's what the Gesser Mishnah says, that he seems to paskin at nisuch deregel, lo shmei nisuch. As he says, the only problem with gas is that maybe he'll touch with his hands, vayis, the touching with the feet, that's not called nisuch. However, the Beis Yosef's medayik, that the Rambam never brings the din of madadai bein biyad bein beregel, is mutter, is yamacher. He just brings the mission of madadai bekone is yamacher. So that sounds like the Rambam is exactly the opposite of the Rush. That regel paskins is not called nisuch. But malacha, he never brings that heter. He brings the din of agridimus stam. He brings that thing that tasting it is asers it. And he never brings the heter of mother day bein biyad bein beregel is yamacher. He just says mother day bekane. So since he leaves out this halacha, it sounds like he paskins that malacha is not a heter. So if you learn the Rambam this way, come this, we have four shittas. The Rif holds that regel is not a heter and malacha is not a heter, and even together are not a heter. And the only heter is when he's not touching it directly, his mother day bekana. The Ran and the Rajbold Fakert, regal itself is a heter no matter what, and malacha itself is a heter no matter what, even biyad. And the case of agridimus, a pear has the same din as yad, and tasting it is not called malacha. We have the Rosh that says that malacha is a heter, kavanas malacha is a heter. Bein biyad bein beregel. He passes the Tanakama, mother day bein biyad bein beregel is yimacher. But still, he says that regel itself is not a heter. And we have the Rambam, which says that the problem with drich is he might touch it, but the fact that he doesn't touch it with the feet alone, that's mutter, if you make sure he doesn't touch it. But he never brings the heter of malacha. He never brings the heter of mother day. Vaisdais. That he holds the other way. That nisuch the regel, we talk of paskin, doesn't have a nisuch. And you have to say that the mouth has a din of a hand, but it doesn't have a heter of malacha. Those are the four shittas. The Rambam in the beginning of Perek Bey says, "Ketzed he and the Gia Shaisbei Goyayin Ushayiga Biyayin Atzmai Bein Biyadai Bein B'Sha'orei Varav Shadarkel Anasuch Ben V'Yishach Sheikh." So this is Shaila the Beis Yosef and the Tshuvas Rajbam. Is this a raya that regel is considered nisuch? Or fakert, is this a raya that regel is not considered nisuch? Because he says bein b'shari varv shedarkel anasuch behen, but vices regel is not considered darkel anasuch behen. The Rambam's a little awesome. But if you're going to learn that the Rambam holds that the regel is also considered nisuch, you're going to have to say that by drich it's different. You're going to have to say when you have a combination of both regel and malacha, that's what the Rambam holds is not called nisuch. That's what the Rambam says shemiga biyadei. And the sight of the Yanuka, like that shot of the Ran that we mentioned, is that since he's doing the Kavanas Malacha and it's not Yad, the two together, that's what's a heter. So Lipsak Halacha, the Mechaber is Machmir by Regel, because he says that both the Rif and the Rosh are Machmir by Regel, and it's even possible that the Rambam is Machmir by Regel if it's not doing it L'Malacha. So the Mechaber is Machmir by Regel, but the Rama brings the shita of the Ran and the Rajba that's makel by regel. And similarly, the Mechaber is machmer by malacha, even though the Rosh is makel by malacha. But the Rif and the Rambam would seem to be machmer by malacha, so he only has the heter of mother day bekane, but not biyad. And the Rama brings the shita's harosh and the Ran and the Rajba that by malacha, it's mutter, and he says you can make a makam hefset. That's the sugya. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings another story. There's a story that was in Biram. There was a guy that went up a palm tree. He went down with a branch. That's the Gemara that we have in our Gemara. As he was going down, the head of the Luliva of the branch touched the wine shloi b'kavana. And the Gemara says, Shai Rav, lezvuni loi b'kachavim. Rav said, it's mutter to sell it to Goyim. And Rav Kahana Rav Asi asked on them, but you said, etini ben yoyim is oisa yayin esach. And he said, that's only b'shti and not b'hano. Drinking is asa ano is mutter. So that's one clear difference between shti and ano. If the guy touched it without kavana, didn't realize he was touching it, we'll see another sugya if he didn't realize it was wine. or a tinik ben yaymai, which is never considered to be any kavana. And there the Gemara is coming out, according to Rav, that there's an iser shtia, but there's a heter hanah. And similarly, the other heterim we had before, lamarka de islay, like nisuch beregel and nisuch bekavanas malacha, is also a heter of hanah, if you hold that there's a heter, but there's no heter of shtia. Now, there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosis here, that Rashi is gairis, the girsa that we have in the Gemara, that he touched the wine with the reisha deluva, with the end of the branch, and Rashi speaks about it later in the perik. And even so, it's asa b'shtia, even though he did not directly touch the wine, and it was shalei b'kavana, it's still asa b'shtia. Tosis was gairis, who is naga, not naga b'reisha deluva, and Taisus holds that if you noga with the branch, then it's muta b'shtia. Taisus is a little bothered, so why do we mention that he went up the palm tree to get a branch if the branch wasn't a gay to the story? But that's what Taisus holds. The Etzim Sugya is negayah to a number of different stories which are brought later in the perik. To be miyasha the stories, Lefi Rashi and Lefi Taisus. So it's not really the sugya here. Beis Hashem, we'll try when we get to the different sugyas that are negated to this. We'll see how each rishon would learn the sugya. But al kapanim, here's the starting point. This sugya about this guy that went up on the palm tree, Rashi sees from this sugya that a negiya shalei b'kavana that asish shtia is even when it's not directly touching it. Even if it's touching with another item, that's also going to asish shtia. Hashengen Taisus holds it, no. The Negeya Negeya B'Kavana, then we have the din of Negeya L'Zav Racha, like we'll see. But the Negeya Negeya Shaloi B'Kavana, if there's no direct contact between the guy and the wine, and it's Shaloi B'Kavana, that does not even Asur Shtir. Like we said, this Sugya will come up in a few places, and we'll try to see it then. And now let's see Vaita. The Gemara says, Gufa Amarav Tini B'Nyayme Eise Yayin Esach. Rav says that Tine Ben Yoyme can make Yayin Esach, and like the Gemara says, it won't ask the Bahana, for Hanah you need Kavana, but for Shtia, that even a Tine Ben Yoyme, even Negiya Shalei B'Kavana would ask the Shtia. So the Gemara asked the Kasha and Rav from the Brisa of a Lekech Avadim and Eivdik Ham Shemalu V'Loi Tavlu, V'Chein Bnei Ashvachai Shemalu V'Loi Tavlu, and it says, G'daylam Eisen Yayin Esach, Tanim Ein Eisen Yayin Esach. So it sounds like a katan cannot make yayin esach. It's a kasha and rav. Rav says that a katan can make yayin esach, and the brisa says a katan cannot make yayin esach. And Taisus and the Rishayim say, well, maybe it means legabi to aser hanot. Rav's only saying it to aser shtia. Maybe it means to aser hanot. The Rishayim say because when it says ain oisin yayin esach, that sounds like it's not yayin esach altogether. It doesn't even aser shtia. So the Gemara says that Rav says it's going on the Bnei Shvachos. It's going on the Bnei Shvachos. But the Bnei Shvachos, then he's maskim that there's an Isser of, that there's no Isser Shtia altogether. Because the Bnei Shvachos were brought up amongst the Jews. Rashi says, so they weren't geyser on the Yayin B'Katnusan. So Rav's maskim that by Bnei Shvachos, if there's a geyisha Shifcha that belongs to a Yid, she's a guy, and she has a child as a Shifcha, so this child was brought up among the Yidin, so Mela, there wasn't a Gzeir on the Ketanim. So the Gemara was bothered by the Lashon V'chein, which sounds like the Avadim, Shemalu V'lei Tavlu, the ones that they bought, were the same as the Bnei Shvachis. It sounds like they have the same din. And just like the Avadim, just like the Bnei Shvachis only Asa when the Gedalim, so the Avadim also, that says V'chein, they should only ask her when the G'daylim. So there was one side of the Gemara that V'chein's going on the Reikon and the Medrasan, but that would only be if you read the Brisa that the Reikon and Medrasan are Tame, then the V'chein could be going on Reikon and Medrasan. Mashenkin, if you read the Brisa that Reikon and Medrasan are Tar, then V'chein can't be going on that. So again, the V'chein is a problem. V'chein is Mashma, that Avadim, that you buy have the same din as Bnei Shvachis. So you can't be Mechalik and say Bnei Shvachis are only Asr by G'daylim and Avadim are Asr even by K'tanim. So the Gemara says, no, the Chayin is telling you that just like Bnei Shvachais wants the Tevil the Mutter right away, so too Avadim wants the Tevil the Mutter right away, and Tzlafuke Shmuel's Halacha that says that when you buy an Eved, even after they do the meal and the tefil on the Eved, he would ask for the wine for 12 months until it's Tishka Shem Aved Eskechava Mipiv. And then the Gemara has the same Shakvatai according to Shmuel. According to Shmuel, that says that when you buy a Vadim, is a contrast, is a difference. When you buy a Vadim, they're going to ask for the wine for 12 months until it's Tishka Shem Aved Eskechava Mipiv. Now, Shengi, the Bnei Shvachas do not ask for the wine after the tefillah, even by Gedolim. So what's the V'chein? If you hold that Reikin Midrasan is Tameh, the V'chein is going to Reikin Midrasan. But if you hold that Reikin Midrasan is Tar, what's the V'chein? So the Gemara says, V'chein is Lafuke Rav. Just like Bnei Shvachas only ask when the Gedolim, not when the Ketanim, so too, Avadim that you buy only ask when the Gedolim, not when the Ketanim, not like Rav that holds that Avadim that you buy, you're going to ask even when the Ketan. That's the Sugyus HaGemara. So, it would seem from the Gemara that you can't paskin like both Rav and Shmuel. Rav's chiddush that a tinik ben yoyma can make yayin esach, a magish loy bekavana, even a katan ben yoyma can make yayin esach, at least to ask for b'shtia. And Shmuel's halacha, that when you buy an eved, even after the Mila and Tvila, he still asks for another 12 months until it's Tishka Shem Vadis Kachavim Mipiv. You can't hold them both, because the Braisa compares Avadim that you buy to Bnei Shvachais, to Avadim that are born from the Gaish Shvachais. So either the Gemara Tupshatim, either the comparison is that just like Bnei Shvachais only asks when the Gedolim, who within Avadim you buy only asks the Gedolim, that would be not like Rav, who says that Bnei Shvachas don't ask when the Ketanim, but Avadim you buy ask even by Ketanim, Tinik Bayim Aisiyah in Esach. Or you can learn the comparison is that just like Bnei Shvachas, as soon as the table, they don't ask for the wine period, so too Avadim that you buy, as soon as the table, they don't ask for the wine period, that would be not like Shmuel that says you have to wait 12 months. So you can't hold like both of them. Unless you hold that Reikon and Midrasan is Tamei, and then you could say that the V'chein is going on the Reikam and Midrasan. And then you could hold the both halachas. Now the two differences between Avadim that you buy and Bnei Shvachas. One is Bnei Shvachas are only Asur by Ketanim and Gedolim. Avadim that you buy are Asur both Ketanim and Gedolim. And second, that Bnei Shvachas, as soon as you table them, mutter right away. But Avadim you have to wait 12 months. And what's the V'chein? It's going on Reikim and Drasim, and that's only if you hold Reikim and Drasim in his tummy. So there's a three of Machlekes Rishainim, how we paskin. Rabbeinu Chananel and other Rishainim paskin like Shmuel. Because the reasoning is, even though usually say that Rav and Shmuel Achak Rav V'Yisui, but here Rabbi Shua ben Levi also seems to hold like Shmuel. Because when Shmuel said that they asked if Acha Tishka of it is coming PM, the Gemara says how much? Reb Shmuel Levi says 12 months. So it sounds like Reb Shmuel Levi also holds like Shmuel that they aser until 12 months. And the halacha is that we pass like Reb Shmuel Levi because by Rav and Shmuel, there we pass them like Rav Bisur and Shmuel Bedini as it's well known. But when they go against Reb Yechanan, the halacha is like Reb Yechanan even against Rav and Shmuel. And Reb Yechanan against Reb Shmuel Levi, the halacha is always like Reb Shmuel Levi. Taisa says this in a few places. So Reb Shulman Levi is the one we pass in like connected everyone, connected Reb Yechanan, Rav or Shmuel. So therefore, since Reb Shulman Levi holds that you need to wait 12 months by an Eved, that's what we hold. And therefore, it would come out that you have to learn the price of a chain is not going on that the mut the miyadach etvila, because you don't pass in that way. So what does the chain have to be going like? The chain has to be going on that just like Bnei Shvachais, the Ketanim are Mutter and the Gedolim are Asur, the Avadim that you buy also, the Ketanim are Mutter and Avadim are Asur, and Memela we paskin that a Katan or a Magish Shaloi B'Kavana does not ask for the wine, even B'Shtia. The Rambam and the Rosh, however, learn in Gansin Faket. They say that, and the Rishayim say that, just because the Gemara brings Reb Shulman Levi for 12 months, it doesn't make sense Reb Shulman Levi was much older than Shmuel, should be explaining Shmuel's din of Ashatishka Shema Vedich Lechavim EPM means 12 months he was going on Yayin Nesach. He was stam saying legabi the din of Tishke Shem is coming feel legabi other halachas, not legabi Yayin Nesach. So we have no raya that Reb Shulman Levi holds like Shmuel altogether. So we have to go with the regular klal that whenever we have a mechleges Rav and Shmuel, halachas karav, karav v'yisuri. So Avada Atinik Ben Yemei is going to ask to the wine b'shtia. And fakert, we have to pass in like Rav that Atinik Ben Yemei is going to ask the wine b'shtia. And the cheshbon asugya is that if you're passing like Rav, so what's the v'chein? The v'chein is, the Gemara explains, that just like the Bnei Shvachais, as soon as you do the tefillah, they don't ask for the wine, so too the Avodim, as soon as you do the tefillah, they don't ask for the wine. So I said, that's how we paskin. And the Rosh says that that was the minig in Ashkenaz. Vice says they bought Avodim in Ashkenaz. That was the minig, that they don't ask for the wine as soon as the tefillah, and that's the psak of the Rambam. So, completely like Rav. So that's the second shita, that we paskin like Rav. We don't count, Shuv Levi is not saying his day of him. So male the lach is like Rav, even if Shmuel would argue, but the lach has to be like Rav, that the Tinei B'Yom would ask the B'shtia, and from there we're going to know that the lach is not like Shmuel, and the Avadim do not answer immediately after the Tevilah. And the Ramban, and the Ram brings it, says, no, why don't we ask him like both of them? Because there were two L'shaynis in the Brisa, if Reikin and Madrasin is Tame, Reikin and Madrasin is Tar. Now if you hold Reikin and Madrasin is Tame, so the V'chein could be going on Reikin and Madrasan. So the comparison of Avodim that you buy with Bnei Shvachais is on Reikin and Madrasan. So then we could pass like both of them. Then we could pass the two differences between Avodim you buy and Bnei Shvachais. One is that Bnei Shvachais only Aser by G'daylam, not by K'tanim, and Avodim by Aser even by K'tanim. And the second, that Bnei Shvachais, as soon as you do the tefillah, it's mutter, and Avodim, you have to wait, Shatishka V'eskom B'fiyam, you have to wait 12 months. So you can pass it like both. What's V'chein? It's going to Reikin and Madrasan. Because once we have a pshat in the Braisa, that which Tim, Rav, and Shmuel, that's going to be Machriach, because that's pshat in the Braisa, not to make a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. So V'kitza, Rabbeinu Chananel paskins like Shmuel and not like Rav. The Rambam and the Rosh paskin like Rav and not like Shmuel, and the Ramban paskins like both. Now, Tysus points out that even if you hold that you need 12 months by Avadim, that doesn't apply to a ger. A ger, who was Megayah voluntarily, as soon as he's Tyvel, he doesn't ask for the wine. But Shenken Avadim, who you could force them to be Megayah, so there we have to be afraid that maybe they're still into that Avodah Zarah until Tishke Sheva is come before. And here the Rishonim have a whole discussion about the Goyim Bizman Hazeh. Because Rishbam brought a tshuva from Rashi that said from the Ga'inim that Ga'im b'zman hazeh are never menasech. Ga'im are not menasech that Avodah Zarah anymore. So Mamela, Tainit Rashi, so all their maga should be a maga shaloi b'kavana. So a maga shaloi b'kavana doesn't ask the Bano. So the Ga'im today that aren't menasech have the same din as a maga shaloi b'kavana, they don't ask the Bano. So the Ri wrote to Rabbeinu Tam, who was the Rashbam's brother, and the Ri had heard that Rabbeinu Tam paskin like Shmuel, that a maga of a guy by shaloi b'kavana by tinik ben yamei doesn't ask a b'shtia. So he wrote to him that between you and your brother, if we put the two psakim together, we put your brother's psak that all goyim today blame shaloi b'kavana because they're not the key in the nisuch, they don't do any nisuch, and we put your psak that a maga shaloi b'kavana we paskin like Shmuel doesn't ask even b'shtia. So, come dice, there's no Yayin Esach anymore, not even Bishtia. There's no problem drinking wine that Gayim touched. We have no problem. We don't need any Heksha for wine. You're allowed to drink all Gayish wine. Zakti Benitam Chas V'Shalim. It's not true. First of all, Benitam says, I never Paschal like Shmuel. Fakaret, I Paschal like Rav. That Tinik Ben Yamid does ask the Bishtia. But then he also said that he doesn't think it's called Shaloi B'Kavana. Shalayim Nikavan is a pshat that the guy does not realize that he's touching it. But the fact that the guy is not menasech, that's not Shalayim Nikavan. So even though Gayim today aren't menasech, but they are aware they're touching it, Shalayim Nikavan is when he fell into the wine, he waved his hand and he touched the wine, or Tinik Ben Yemei, or he didn't realize it was wine. That's the cases of Shalayim Nikavan. There, you don't ask the Ba'ana. But Gayim today that aren't menasech, but they have Kavana to touch the wine, that's not called Shalayim B'Kavana, but it would ask her or not. Kanira Rashi holds like this. Rashi holds that the chilik between kavana and shleib kavana is just that whenever a guy touches bekavana, we're chayshish that in his mind he's going and being menasach right now. Mashenga, when a guy touches shleib kavana, he's obviously not being menasach. He doesn't even realize he's touching it. But that's the whole chilik. So if we have a guy that's never menasach, doesn't know what nisach is, that's not what goyim do these days. So Mamela, his magar Rashi holds a shleib bekavana. But the Rishonim are bothered. Meichatesa, maybe Chazal will geyser on a guy touching wine, even though Chazal will matter by no, when a guy touched shleib bekavana, that's because it's a different type of negia. It's a negia which he didn't plan on touching. That's what they were, that's what they asked. But whenever the guy realizes he's touching it, it's just he's not menasech. Meichatesa is a heter. The Rosh says that maybe they could buy the heter from the case of Madadai, right? That the Rosh is one of the Rishonim that paskin, that Mother Day, Bein B'yad, Bein B'regel, is mutter, that when he has Kavanas Molacha, it's mutter. So there, even though he knows he's touching it, but since he's not being Menasech, he's doing it for Molacha, so it's mutter. So who would then a guy who's never Menasech is mutter? It's mutter Bahanah when such a guy touches the wine. It's the same thing as when a guy, Bizmana Gemara, touched it, Baldas Molacha. But the Rosh was bothered even there. But there was a special heter when he's doing it for Malacha. It's a heter for all people that weren't Menasech. But Mestama Rashi holds Faket. Rashi holds that even the Isa, even Rab Nassan that holds that Mother Day Beyond is Asr, that's because Rab Nassan holds that Mother Day Beyond is a Chshash Nisach. But since you see from the Rabbanan that Mother Day without a Chshash Nisach, that touching without a chash nisach is mutter. So who did it? There's no chash nisach because he's not a menasech. But the Rishonim were very mefakvig with Rashi's heter. And then the Rishonim advanced maybe another possible reason to be matter. That's stam. When Chazal was geyser, yayin nesach, Chazal was geyser when there's a chash nisach. When there's no chash nisach, nishtas is part of the gzeris Chazal. The goyim that Chazal meant that their maga could ask for the wine in different nefanim, are goyim that are menasech. Goyim that are not menasech don't ask for wine. So you do find the similar shmuz, it's Negei Gemara later in the fifth parak about Ger Toshav, that the Shita Sarambam is, the Gemara says that a Ger Toshav doesn't ask for wine b'hanah. Shita Sarambam is that any goy that doesn't do Avodah Zarah doesn't ask for wine b'hanah. So the Rambam says that the Muslims don't ask for wine b'hanah because they don't do Avodah Zarah. But the Christians are even of a desert, and therefore they do ask the wine banah. But that's when the guy does not even of a desert altogether. That might be a different sur guy. He's not even of a desert. So they weren't guys when a zar guy to ask the wine banah. So machlokes. The Rambam declares that maybe only if he's makabel to be a ger teisha. But that's the Rambam shita. But this shita Rishonim is going a step further. Even a guy who is even of a desert. Because Christians are Eved Avodah Zarah. It's just a shtickle shayla in the Peskim. If B'negei and they themselves, are they Eved the Issa Sheva Vinsis B'nei Noach when they're Eved Avodah Zarah? There are some Peskim that hold that B'negei themselves is not called Avodah Zarah. So, L'gabi Lifnei Iver L'mashal, it won't be Lifnei Iver to sell them the things they need to be Eved their Avodah Zarah. But L'gabi Yisrael, it's Avada Avodah Zarah. This is a new heter, that the pshadas are not menasech. That even though they are even Avodah Zarah, but since they're not menasech wine for Avodah Zarah, that's a heter. So that's a shayla, that's Rishonim are bothered. Maybe it's a davar nesa b'minyan. Maybe even though the tam they asked maga v'goy is because maybe it was menasech, but once they asked it, it's also even if it's batal atam. You need a tzarech minyan achal atiray. But the Rishonim say, on the side that it's mutter, is the pshat is the din that they will acid was for menaschim. The din they acid was for menaschim. People are menasech, that's the guy that they acid. People aren't menasech, even if they are even of a desire, they never acid for them. So, kum deis tu aterim. Rashi's head there is mashim because it's a maga shaloi bekavana, and oiba zai, it's also b'shtia mutter banar. And that's a big chiddish. The Rishonim are bothered. The Ma'aseh said you only find in the Gemara heter when he bechlal didn't have kavana to touch, or you find the heter according to some peskim when he's doing it letzarech malacha. But when he had kavana to touch, it's not letzarech malacha. The fact that he's not monastic, where do you find such a heter? So it doesn't make a heter. Rashi holds that the sight of the heter of Shleiba Kavano, or according to the Tana, holds the Tzarech Malachitz Mutter, is because they weren't Geizu on a Negiah that doesn't have a Kshash Nisach. So Mamela, who would in a Negiah of a guy that's not monastic, also is a Negiah that doesn't have a Kshash Nisach. But that's one heter. And the other heter is it's them. The Xayr was Xayr, maybe he's Manasseh. That was only said for Gaim that were Manasseh. Similarly, you find by Lefnei Deim that if you know the guy is not the type to be Ozul Lameida, you don't have a problem of doing business with him Lefnei Deim because he's never Ozul Lameida. It wasn't said for such Gaim. Now, the Ran comments on the Heter that that's very good when a guy touches our wine. But a guy's wine, the Gemara said earlier in that Flam Chesim Abeis, the issue is Mishum B'nai Sehen. The issue is also into marriage. It's not because of Nisuch. When a guy touches our wine, there the Ram was saying maybe the issue is because maybe he's Manasseh. So there, the issue now comes because maybe he's Manasseh. Goyim today are not Manasseh, so male it's Mutter. But shaking the Goyish wine, just like there were Goyzer on Piton and Shamnon, so male there were Goyzer on Yenim and Shumbanei Sayan, so that has nothing to do. If they are Evid of Edizar, if they're not, if they're Manasseh, if they're not, has nothing to do with that. There's an Issa B'nai Sehen. So that's what the Ran says. He could hear this heter for a guy that touches our wine, because he's not Manasseh. But a guy's wine remains Asabana. But the Rosh says that Lamaisa they will make even for Gaiisha wine. Lamashal, when a guy owed them money, and the only way you could be gay for the money is by taking his wine, they took the wine and they sold the wine. And he says, because the whole Din B'nai Sehen, Bemis, and that would only Aser B'shtia. Why is it Aser B'ano? You see, Pasakum, Zosab B'nai Seim, Bishalakum, Zosab B'nai Seim, it's not Aser B'ano, it's Aser Achila. So why by Yain is there an Aser B'ano? That's because of Nisach. Now we spoke about this way back in the Afkhaftesim and Beis. The Mefarshim and Kufchav Gimel, Sim Kufchav Gimel, the Bach and the Taz and the Darkei Moshe, they say it might be telling him Achaikis Rishonim. Had to understand, because the Gemara says it's B'nai Sehem, and the Gemara also says because of Nisach, because of the Kruvah Savai Deser. How do you understand why they asked Yayin Esach? So if the whole list is B'nai Sehem, and the reason why it's Asa B'ano, is since Yayin Esach happens to be Asa B'ano, so Mamele Hu Adin, when they made it Issa B'nai Sehem, they made it Ke'ilu with Yayin Esach, so then, at least by the guy's wine, it makes absolute difference if he's Manasseh or not. This is B'nai Sehen. They asked B'ano because since Yain Nesach is also B'ano, so they made all guys wine, Ke'ilu it's Yain Nesach. But it's not because they were tak afraid that it's Yain Nesach. So Mela doesn't make a difference if it is Yain Nesach, it's not Yain Nesach. Stam Yainim has a din of Yain Nesach because of B'nai Sehen. So that can change. Now Sheng and other Rishonim held that it's B'nai Sehem, they only would ask the B'shtia. The reason why they were Meisif and Isser HaNoah was because of a Kshash Nisach. But they really wouldn't have had a Kshash Nisach alone. But once they anyway had to ask the B'shtia, it's B'nai Sehem, they asked that HaNoah, it's a Kshash Nisach, but it's a Kshash Nisach. So Mel, if you don't have a Kshash Nisach, you could say that it's Mutter. Spoke about it there. So Allah HaLamaisa, the Mechabah says that Rav Yishenim don't hold it as Hatta. The Rambam only brings the heter for Yishmaelim, not for Neitzrim. It's clear even Bezman Azeh holds its Asa B'ano. And Taisus is Neitel Isser. And Rabbeinu Tamitz brings that his father, Rabbeinu Meir, when a guy touched the wine, he threw out the wine. Rabbeinu Tam Lamaisa didn't go and Aser it. The Rosh also says, Mutiv Shishayigim Ayyum Ezidim. But the Ramal Lamaisa says, the meaning is to be Mekel B'makam Hefzit. And even their wine, Lamashal, if you have to be Gaiva Chayiv, and if you're not going to get the wine, you're going to lose your whole Chayiv, but Makam Hefzid, you can be Mekel. But Lechatchili, you can't just go and buy the wine and sell it to make business, but Makam Hefzid, you can be Mekel. That's the Psaka of the Rama. Now, Tunakudis Benegei, the din of Avadim. We have in the Gemara that Avadim, that were Malu V'loi Tavlu, they ask for the wine, they make Ayin Esach. That's when you buy the Avadim. B'nei Shvachis that were Malu V'loi Tavlu. So then the Gemara says the Katanim don't aser and the Gedalim aser. And according to Rav, that a Katan asers wine, so B'nei Shvachis is an exception. They weren't guys on the B'nei Shvachis that grew up by us. So two Aris. One is that Taisus and the Ran are both mavur that avodim that were molu v'loy tavlu, they asked for the wine b'hana. Ad kidei kach that they bother with a kasha. And the Gemara asks for a kasha on Rav. The Gemara asks for a kasha on Rav. That's mashma in the brisa. Dafka avodim shemolu v'loy tavlu. Dafka gedolim make nine yesach, not katanim. I, Rav, holds that even Kata makes Yayin Esek, so Taisa the Ran says, maybe the Brisa means to ask the Bahano. And Rav's masking Dafka Gedolim ask the Bahano. And a cotton that doesn't have Kavanis Naga doesn't ask the Bahano. And Rav only holds his Asa Bishtiya. So what stems with the Brisa? The Brisa is talking about Ano. By Ano, there's a Chiluk Gedolim and Ktanim. And Rav in Shtiya, by Shtiya, it's only Asr, it's Asr even Ktanim. So the Shainim say, because ain't nice in Yayin Esek, it's mashmits even mutter b'shtiyah. But you see, Klarif and Teis in the Ran, that Avadim Shemolu v'loy Tavlu, they asked for the wine, even b'hanar. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin this way. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Chav Dalet paskins that Avadim Shemolu v'loy Tavlu only asks the wine b'shtiyah, not like Teis in the Ran. And the Gayin says, it's miyushah the kash of Teis in the Ran. The whole G'daylam only asks the B'shtiyah. So if only G'daylam asks, obviously Ketanim don't even ask the B'shtiyah. It's very good why the Gemara asked on Rav. And Shach is Mayrich. He says, Taisin the Ran holds us about no. He doesn't understand the Mechaber. He brings a lot of rice that by Molov Loitavlu would ask his Bano. He doesn't know why not. They got him. Why shouldn't it ask the Bano? But the Gemara is Mashmi held to the Mechaber. He says the reason why is like we said before. Because even a guy that's not even Avodah Zarah doesn't aser Bano, only asers B'shtiyah. Like a Muslim, it's Machlag Yishayim, but that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins, like the Rambam, a guy that's not an even Avodah Zarah doesn't aser Bano. So Avodim, that's Molov Loi Tovlu, even though they have a din of a guy Mamish, but the Maisa, they're not considered an even Avodah Zarah, so they're only aser B'shtiyah, not Bano. Taisin and the Ran say, Mufurish, not that way? Could be they hold that till the Tvili is considered Ayvid Avay Desire. Adarabba. Shmuel considered him Ayvid Avay Desire for 12 months afterwards also. So even if we're makel by the Tvila that we say is already not called an Ayvid Avay Desire, but before the Tvila could be, it's called an Ayvid Avay Desire. But that's how the guy in Lim Shat in the Shulchan Aruch. That's one Ara. And the second Ara is the Bnei Shvachais, that it's an exception, that normally a katan is asses the wine b'shtiyah like Rav, but Bnei Shvachas, since they were brought up in a Jewish household, they don't asser. So Rashi is mashma that they were brought up in a Jewish household, they don't asser. That's even if they were not malu also. The Brisa's lashon is they were malu v'loy tavlu. What if they were not malu altogether? Did they asser the wine? Rashi is mashma not. The Teres Abayis is mafurish not. The Teres Abayis is, and he says that the Sefta says that mafurish. He says that there's no chiluk. You're not a ger until after milu utvila. So there's no chiluk b'chol. He says, why did it say shemolu v'loy tavlu? For the avadim that you bought. For gedolim, that there by the gedolim it's aser, and the gedolim is aser, it wants to say a rebusa. Even though they were molu, but as long as they were loy tavlu, they aser the wine. But the ketanim that don't aser the wine, it's not because they were molu. The malu doesn't do anything. Doesn't make a difference if they were malu or not. The Tosefta says, Be'mulim Be'nerelim, they don't ask it. That was the din. Chazal said if they grew up in a Jewish household, they don't ask for the wine, even if they don't have a milah and tvila. But the Rambam, his mashmi, only brings the heter by malu v'loy tavlu. And the Torah brings the Rama also that way. That's only by malu v'loy tavlu. So Bissel Shver, why? The Kesem Mishnah says they learned up Molu v'loy tavlu is dafka, and they only matter by Molu. But it doesn't explain so well, what's the mile of Mila without Tvila? It's Enigat Shiyimu v'yitvo. The Mila alone doesn't work. Why should Mila be a mile? That means there was a big machlekes about 150 years ago in Yerushalayim. The Rav there was a Shmuel Salant, and he wasn't there. So there was someone else. His name was Rabbi Shlemel of Galan. He was like taking over the Rabbanis then. And there was an incident, there was a ger that made Mila but didn't get around to making Tvila yet. And after the Mila, between the Mila and the Tvila, he had a Shaila Nulcha Shabbos. He sent the Shaila to the Rav. And the Rav said, if he didn't have tefillah yet, not only could he be Mechal Shabbos, he's Mechuyot to Mechal Shabbos. Because Akam Sheshavas is Chayiv Misa, and he's still a guy until after the Mila and Tefillah. So he paskin, he's Mechuyot to Mechal Shabbos, even though he did the Mila already, because if he didn't do the Tefillah, he's like Akam Sheshavas, he's not going to keep Shabbos. So there's a tshuva in the Sefer Binyan Tzion from the Aruch Lener, Simon Tzadik Aleph, which he discusses it, other Rabbanim discuss it, but they set off a psak from Reb Shmuel Salant when he came back, they didn't hold the psak. He said, once he did the Mila, he already is Nichnas Bechal Yehadnas, there's no Mudin of Akam Sheshavas by him. So I was just thinking that maybe, I'll be the Aruch Lener, Reb Shmuel Salant, the ones that held that after the Mila, there's no Mudin of Akam Sheshavas, and he's allowed to keep Shabbos, or maybe he's even Mechuyev to keep Shabbos. So maybe that's the pshat. He already has a pshtikl of the Yiddishkeit there, so maybe that they weren't guys that you need a mila, even without a tvila, the whole thing's there abanan. They weren't guys if he didn't mila, he's already nichnas ksas l'tzad yahadus, so maybe that's why he doesn't ask for the wine. Al-Gabanim is a machlekes yishenim, this het tefiktanim, the Rashba, and Rashi is mashma, that it's even without mila b'chlau, and the Ram and their ma hold dafka with mila. But see if that the b'nei shvachis and not of adam that you bought the mela by ketanim they were mekel. Also, the Shulchan Aruch brings the daya. He says b'nei shvachis is dafka if the mother was never tevil, but if the mother was tevil, so come that she has a din shivka knanis, she has a din of a shivka knanis. So her children don't need mila and tvila. Her children have a din of an evet knani. And the mechuyev mitzvahs keisha, and if they get a shtar shichur, they become a yisrael l'chol davar, even without mila and tvila. A guy that becomes an eved knani doesn't have a shame eved knani to be chayev mitzvahs and to be a yid if he gets shichur without mila and tvila. So bnei shvachas shemol v'tavlu means that the shvachas never were tevil themselves; they were goyim. But if the shvachas were tevil, so then the children never did have a yid, never did have an eved knani. They don't ask for the wine. Even Gdelem don't ask for the wine. So the Shach says, he doesn't know why the Shulchan Aruch says it b'shem Yesh Mishaymer, even though he found this din only in one place, in the Teshvatz, but it's a parsha of din, of course. If the Shifcha had tefillah, so there is no din mila and tefillah for the child. So about that, they don't ask for the wine, even though they don't have mila and tefillah, because there is no din mila and tefillah. I mean, they need mila, like all of them need mila. But there's no din geiris, nothing changes in their status with mila and tefillah. So Rabbi Kvega brings in that there is a Ramban. This is only talking about a Muberish in his Gaira. Let's say if their mother was Tevil while she was pregnant. So according to most Rishonim, if the mother was Tevil while she was pregnant, then Memela Ger, even without anything. But according to the Ramban, the Tvila works, but they need Mila. The Mila is as Amila's Geiris. That's what the Ramban holds. So if either Ramban, it's Yitachin to say that even if the mother was Tevil, if she was Tevil while she was pregnant, she was Tevil before she became pregnant, it wouldn't apply. But if she was Tevil while she was pregnant, so without the Mila, they still don't have a din of an Eved Knani. But he says, L'maisa, in Ilchis Avadim, the Shulchan Aruch says, not like the Ramban, that they have a din Eved, the Mila is not like a Mila's Geirus, they have a din Eved without Mila and Tefillah, the Geirus of the mother is Chal for the Uber inside.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.